Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Martin from The Big Inside View. You're about to listen to Graeme's preview of Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid in Matchday 2 of the Champions League. To listen to the full 60-minute episode and get all of Graeme's shows, including September's socio-only interview with Ledley King and next month's exclusive interview with Robbie Keane, head to patreon.com/GraemeHunter. They faced Dortmund in Matchday 2 of the Champions League Tuesday. This is the fixture of the week, isn't it? It's so tantalising in the sense of Dortmund will have a real point to prove after losing to Spurs a couple of weeks ago.
I don't like that. They don't have a point to prove. What they've got to do is they've got to get 3 points. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a group where you get derailed instantly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's absolutely cutthroat. It gives Spurs, you know, from Dortmund's point of view, not only are they, you know, a number of goals down and significantly outplayed at Wembley, where Spurs don't really like to win, they face Real Madrid now, while Spurs, you know, in all good conscience, need to, and I think will, rack up another 3 points away from home. Two teams go through here, and I think it's much, much cleaner than sort of putting right the stain on their reputation from Wembley. This is, you know, it's only game two, match day two, they call it here now, don't they? But all the same, from my way of thinking, this has become a must-win game for Dortmund, absolute must-win game if they want to go through the group. So, yeah, it's Europe's... It's, even considering, particularly Atleti Chelsea, it's Europe's biggest game this week, for absolute certain.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at Dortmund's recent form. I think, like, since that defeat at Wembley, scored 14 goals, conceded one in the last three league matches. They beat Mönchengladbach 6-1 at the weekend. Aubameyang hat-trick. So, I mean, they're taking a bit of form into the game. It should be a close one.
I think, look, I look at the backstories. I always look at games with backstories and who's going to be motivated. Also, you know, it's nice to sell the sizzle as well as the sausage, as marketing people say. I like the idea that, you know, in club terms, Dortmund would be Zidane's just about, I guess, biggest nightmare memory. And what is it, 20 years since Juventus, inspired by Zidane, lost to Borussia Dortmund in the European Cup final. I like to look at the fact that this will be Borussia Dortmund's first home game in the Champions League since some lunatic tried to bomb their bus so that he could make money on the stock market. A game where Bartra, who has had his difficult times against Madrid, who was born and brought up in that Catalan environment, schooled by Barcelona. Bartra was the one injured in that bus. This is their return to the Westfalenstadion on a big European night. The emotions run very, very high. Nuri Sahin was one of those who helped him that night. Nuri Sahin, whose dream had always been to play for Real Madrid, went there, effectively failed, came back, wrote emotively and brilliantly about his keener sense of family and keener sense of the value of hour by hour with them after that, you know, bombing on the bus. He wrote very well in the Players' Tribune about that sentiment, and wrote about the horror of turning and seeing that Bartra had been injured, and in pure sporting terms, taking away from the that most shocking and bizarre incident last year before the quarterfinal against Monaco, which I thought Dortmund were going to go on and win, to be perfectly honest with you, until it was replayed the next night, and clearly there was barely a, you know, there's barely a Dortmund footballer who represented himself well, and can't you just understand that? Aubameyang is a guy that, you know, thought he was going to Real Madrid, thought he was loved and wanted, and it was set that way because Florentino Perez viewed him as, if we don't use the word Galactico in this instance, we talk about him as being the nine that the club thought that they were short of, a goal machine, quick, tall, viable. You know, Dortmund are, whether they like it or not, a selling club. And Zidane came along and said, no, that's not who I want. Aubameyang has recently spoken about the fact that, you know, that story, that part, the idea is over. They didn't want me. End of story. That finishes. Going into this game, there's a mix of emotions for, you know, a number of footballers, as far as I'm concerned. And I look at maybe the best player, the best, certainly the best promising player, but maybe the best footballer they've got, Christian Pulisic, an American by choice, Croatian heritage, was playing his football in England in a semi-pro team, watching Sky, watching Revista, watching Real Madrid, and his hero is Luis Figo. Luis Figo, the Madrid version, not the Barcelona version. For Pulisic, it was Figo's movement and class and Real Madrid's power and elegance, the same as attracted Gareth Bale. Pulisic was drawn in by that, inspired by that. And I believe you, me, it'll be an extremely, extremely special day for him. And that, I can leave the strands that build up to the game alone, if you like. But I take a point that it might be tight. The thing that I would point out is until recent, one of the key things will be is Kroos fit. And I understand why Bale and Modric were rested at the weekend, because Modric's form at the moment is flying, absolutely flying. What Dortmund would like is that Julian Weigl would be the guy who could potentially match him when they're on the ball. But Weigl, who scored at the weekend, I'll give you, is back after a long injury. And that has changed the tempo of how they play. Mario Götze is making a successful return from this mystery injury, which left him unable to raise the right level of energy. It was allegedly a viral thing that they couldn't quite define. He took months off. He's trained hard. He's back. His impact now, the energy he's got, are getting closer to what he had before he left for Bayern Munich. But I know that there are people who are still saying, well, is this ever going to be the same guy? I don't think that Marco Reus is going to be a major, major player unless he gets rid of the injuries that have just absolutely deaved him. I don't see, he won't be part of this this game. That's another bit of class missing. If I look seriously, even at how well Peter Bosz coaches Dortmund, has taken over Ajax, if Madrid hit their form, you said they did a sort of okayish kind of start of the season. If they hit their form against Manchester United in the Super Cup, if they hit their form against Barcelona in the Super Cup, two legs, if they hit the form that they showed at the Riazor against the Deportivo La Coruña or in the Anoeta against Real Sociedad, then it shouldn't be close. But the fact remains that, you know, this is one of the classics of European football, because whatever happens, it seems to be that predominantly the home side wins and wins comfortably. Last season, there were 2-2 draws, just despite me on that. But over the years, Dortmund have beaten Madrid in Gelsenkirchen 2-0, 4-1, 2-1. It's been a game whereby Madrid haven't tended to travel well, and then they've won the second leg, particularly in knockout terms. And I have to say that if Madrid have got their heads focused and right, even though they'll be without Marcelo, even though they'll be without Benzema, I think there's a gap in class between the two sides. And if they don't impose themselves, I judge it a missed opportunity.
To hear the full show, including Graham's take on the weekend's La Liga action, head to patreon.com/GrahamHunter. Socios get over 8 hours of bonus content every month, including an exclusive big interview. In September, we had Ledley King, and in October is Robbie Keane.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.